Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11 and that it will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon. The vaccine is made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Since day one of the pandemic in the United States, less than 450 children ages 0 to 17 have died from coronavirus. A civil lawsuit filed Monday against a Texas doctor who revealed that he helped perform an abortion on a woman more than 6 weeks pregnant. That's in violation of the new heartbeat law, an attempt to save voiceless children's lives from death. Alan Braid said he carried out the abortion on September 6 on a woman who was still in her first trimester but was beyond the six-week limit. He claims it was because of his duty to care to the patient. Braid's case could test the constitutionality of the new Texas law, which took effect September 1st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party has won a minority government after a close election battle Monday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let's dig a little deeper on the COVID vaccines for children. Dan Naraki reports.
Drug maker Pfizer says the initial data from its COVID vaccine trial on children aged 5 to 11 showed promising results. The company said in a Monday press release that the results of the early trial showed that the vaccine was safe and effective for children. Pfizer says they will ask the FDA for emergency use approval once that trial is complete. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Mark McClellan tells CNBC that it's likely that the agency will be able to move quickly with their decision.
It is going to be a thorough process at the FDA. They look at all the actual data, replicate the studies that are reported, but those findings are very promising, especially around the ability of a very small dose to lead to a very strong immune reaction. And that's another reason why we give a lot of vaccines to younger kids, very resilient immune system. So it's good that that's panning out, and action by the FDA in a month seems very feasible.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As the self-induced border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border worsens with 13,000 to 14,000 Haitians infiltrating the southern border, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from Del Rio, Texas, on Monday.
We have reiterated that our borders are not open and people should not make the dangerous journey. If you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's lives.
Former ICE Director Tom Holman on Fox News says the Biden administration has lost control of the border.
They've lost operational control. When there's 350,000 gotaways, there's no operational control. When you surge resources at RGV and the Del Rio, that leaves 224 miles of border unguarded. I've seen the assignment sheets. 224 miles of southern border were unguarded because they had to surge resources in these other areas. That's not operational security. When the Haitians are moving back and forth to Mexico for supplies and freely coming into the illegal camp on U.S. property, That has got operational control. And finally, I'll say this. Talking to a senior Border Patrol command official, he told me, Tom, we have lost control of the border. It's just his terms. He said, broken arrow. We are overwhelmed. We can't handle the incoming. We are outmatched in this. We have lost operational control of this area.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Hey, let's hope for a better day ahead, huh? Let's make it the best day ever. Why not? For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Joining us right now is the national spokesman for the Libra Initiative, the one and only Israel Ortega. Izzy, how are we doing?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great to have you on the air. Talk about a lot of things that are happening. Let's go a quick run down to the southern border. Absolute chaos on the numbers growing exponentially now, well over 16,000. It's interesting that, people are, kind of shocked seeing that the number of Haitians that are coming in are just unbelievable. So it's no longer just, the Triangle Nations involved. We've got a lot of Haitians coming there right now, and it's overwhelming the border to such a degree that, Secretary Mayorkas had to make an announcement once again, hey, do not come. But, putting it on regular TV is not getting the message to the people who already are migrating, by the thousands heading, to our southern border.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. It's incredibly sad. Obviously, looking at the images we're seeing about what's happening on the border, I think ultimately what's happening, Bill, is that and you're hearing this directly from the folks coming across, is that they are under the impression that once they get here, they're going to be able to be processed quickly because of Biden's. Biden being in the White House. So what that's doing is that it's creating an incentive for a lot of folks to subject themselves to these horrific conditions to get here. I mean, we've seen images of parents with young kids, and that that's just unsustainable. And this is why it's important that we actually get to a place where Congress and the White House can come together so we can prevent. Things we're seeing this right now. But again, ultimately a lot of these folks are coming because they feel like this is the only way that they can get here,
right?
Coming here the wrong way. And obviously that's not the way it should be.
Well, not to mention is, come on, you've got the Democrats talking of putting an amnesty provision in, in this infrastructure bill. Well, you gotta know the coyotes are using this. You talk about dog whistles, you talk about an incentive. My goodness, it's like, talk about getting the golden ticket. It's good enough. You can get here however you can get across the border, legally, illegally. But now you've got an amnesty provision that's in the offing soon and very soon, brought to you by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. It doesn't match up. I mean, we're once again, this administration is incentivizing all the wrong behavior, and then they wonder why they're getting the wrong behavior. I don't understand it.
Yeah, no, you're right. And as you know, Bill, over the weekend, thankfully the parliamentarian prevented these provisions from going into the spending. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks call this an infrastructure bill, but really it's a tax and spending bill. Mm-hmm. And so thankfully, they said, look, you can't wrap immigration into this, which we think is a good thing, because ultimately what we want is lawmakers to come together and try to solve this. It's just incredible how, the abuse that's happening in terms of trying to put so many things into this bill. I mean, I know we'll get into this, but it's just amazing, Bill, how much spending is into this and provisions that have nothing to do with recovery or infrastructure. I mean, this is basically a wish list, a progressive wish list.
Well, these are political payoffs. This is what the people need to say. See that the Democrats, Joe Biden and the Democrats, they're buying votes. They're solidifying their position with the union. I mean, when you hear him talk all the time, he's always talking about these are great paying union jobs. Well, that sounds deaf on people who are not in the union. Okay. It doesn't make sense for them. All of a sudden now it's like, okay, now, so what you're doing is you're telling everybody that you better be in a union here, and the people have already voted. On the private side of things, at one time unions represented 35% of the labor force. Now it's down to 6%. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there's such a dramatic decline on the private level for people not participating in unions?
Yeah, well, I think ultimately a lot of it, the market is basically doing what we know it can do, right? Which is that when the market is allowed to function with relatively little government intervention, individuals are going to be in a position to decide for themselves which job is better for them, and in many cases they may choose not to join a union, and I think for a lot of folks, they still believe that we're in an economy like we were 50 years ago, where people essentially just work for one company for their entire lives. And obviously we know that in a dynamic economy like the one we're living in now, people are moving jobs, and this is not just folks with a college degree. I mean, this is working class people, folks like my parents who are able to basically say, look, if this employer is not paying me well, I can go to another employer that's paying me better. And then ultimately that's the kind of system we want to be in, not where, unions are essentially taking money directly from workers to pay for dues when they don't want to. That's one of the proposals that Democrats are pushing for.
Yeah, well, they're paying their dues. I mean, that's one thing. You participate in the union, pay dues, and you get some benefit. But then they're taking that dues money and they're putting it towards causes that aren't consistent with your values. And so here it is. I mean, and they just say, look, pay your dues, shut up, and, praise the union here, But meanwhile, I mean, there's a clear understanding. I mean, it's common sense. The fact that union participation has gone down to 6% on the private side. And so what they did, they made a move years ago, quite a number of years ago, to start invading, the public sector and going into government. And now, the government's, I think about 35% of the labor force is involved in the government. All union. Mm-hmm. So this is a powerful force here. And so, they get the attention of all these legislators because they know that's big money, especially if you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, hey, don't even bother to go to the coffee clutches. They're not going to pay attention to you, because you don't have the policies and you're not sold out to the unions like Joe Biden and the Democrats are. And guess who's paying for it? We the people. I mean, they're using our hard-earned tax money to buy the votes of the unions and others. I mean, it's a great scheme if you can get away with it. And it's amazing to me, and you could probably argue that maybe on the Republican side, maybe they do the same thing. I mean, this is, it's just, It's just frustrating because at the end of the day, we don't get a government of for by we the people. We get a government of for by the elites and unions and political payoffs. I mean, this is not the way our founding fathers had designed our Constitution and would want this democratic republic to operate for the good of all concerned. I mean, we're all compromised here. It's just not fair on so many levels, is I got to tell you. I'm only just a little bit frustrated. Can you tell?
No, I think we all should be.
Yeah, exactly. More from Iz after this. Stay with us. We've got Israel Ortega with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India, Nepal, and Bhutan are continuing to hear the gospel in their heart languages, or the languages they were born to speak. Spreading the good news through radio broadcasts and literature in their own heart languages makes the gospel message more intimate and better understood by listeners. Currently, the Tide Ministry produces and airs 12 weekly radio programs in 11 different languages in India, Nepal, and Bhutan. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, and that includes telling people about Jesus in the languages they were born to speak. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan, whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Israel Ortega, the national spokesperson for Libra Initiative, continues with us. is I wanted to talk to you about the Latino vote. And it's hard, you know, it's almost have to, anything that you reference in 2020, you have to put an asterisk on. Because I don't know of the number, you know, the right number that we have, because clearly there was dilution that took place. And, you know, people say, well, Bill, are you saying that it wasn't legit? I don't know whether or not the election was legitimate. I think it's a fair question to say we need to look into it, because every week I get something is that says, oh, we just found another 200,000 votes. We just realized. And there's something here I just got across that there was another reveal, you know, coming out of Arizona about, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes that they can't match up signatures with. I mean, it's like. You know, so this is all very, very bizarre, and it leaves people in a quandary. And we're not talking like Russian collusion stuff. We're not talking about a dossier that was originally authored by Putin and then sold to the FBI and Hillary Clinton. We're not talking that. We're talking, here's some hardcore evidence that puts, you know, the election in question, and all these numbers. And because what makes it so dangerous about these numbers is because they will use the 2020 numbers as kind of like the new standard, the new levels of votes and expectation of what they can project when they're projecting numbers, as you know, for campaigns and, you know, calling the vote and, in certain states and that sort of thing. And these numbers are so compromised. I mean, they're going to have to throw them all out. And by that, I mean, just even from a standpoint as reference, you know, going forward, because it's so compromised. But, you know, I'm shocked that most people are just willing to, accept it and say, you know, like Fox News and, MSNBC, all the networks is, you know, they're convinced it's a total, you know, it was a legit deal. Although it's interesting now, after about 7-8 months, about 50% of the Democrats say they want their vote back.
Right. You know, one thing that I feel like is getting buried in all of this, Bill, is how Trump went 8 percentage points higher with the Latino vote than in 2016. I mean, to me, that's remarkable. We've talked about this before as well, about how we saw counties in the Rio Grand Valley area in southern Texas flipping for Republicans for the first time in half a century. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's remarkable that, again, the media just won't cover it. But I think it's
going to
show you that a lot of folks. Yeah.
I guess my earlier point is I bet that 8% is higher. I bet that's a low number.
Mm-hmm.
If we really had the right numbers possible. Because of dilution that took place and what they did there, and you had people going, you know, hey, I came here to vote at the praise. Oh, no, we already got your vote. What do you mean? How'd you get my vote? You know, stuff like that went on. And that took place in the Latino communities more rampantly than people are willing to admit.
Sure. But, and just last week in California, of course, Newsom won. You know, another story that, you know, you start unpacking the exit polling. Newsom underperformed among Latinos. He particularly underperformed among Latino men. So again, you know, you can't like you mentioned, you know, it's also a question about the numbers themselves, but also, you don't want to get carried away. But I do think that it shows that, look, some of the issues that the Democrats are running on, progressives are running on, which include, you know, defunding the police, that kind of stuff, it just doesn't resonate with a lot of independent and moderates.
Exactly.
And look, to be clear, I think that there's ways that we can reform our criminal justice system. President Trump did this, you know, a few years back, but some of the other stuff, you know, it's just getting out of hand, where I think that's going to upset a lot of folks. Or it's going to cause a lot of folks to say, look, you know, I've been voting Democrat my whole life, but, you know, should I change because of some of the positions that are happening? And of course, it's not even getting into the cultural and social stuff as well.
Right. Exactly. Well, they're disassociating. You're exactly right, because this isn't their father's Democratic Party or their grandfather's Democratic Party anymore. And to your point, the thing that I'm still in shock, and I'm going, wait a minute, which doesn't make sense, is during the primaries, you know, you had all these Democratic candidates selling something that they could only raise the interest and the support of 30% of people in their own party. 30%. All these socialistic ideas and everything that they were trying to sell, 70% said, we're not interested. Okay? So here they go into the general election, and when they couldn't even generate enough interest at the primary, they go in the general election, and Joe Biden ends up with 80 million votes? You know, I mean, do you hate Donald Trump? Do you hate being energy independent and paying, you know, low prices at the gas pump? You know, not dealing with inflation, having your southern border sealed up in such a way that we have national security. We've got peace proposals. We've got a peace about ready to break out with four Arab states with Israel. And somehow you hate Donald Trump so much that you can't even stand that. And then, oh, yeah, Donald Trump is doing everything he can to fortify police, not to defund police, which was putting all these local communities, especially in these blue states, at risk. And who was getting the hit more than anybody else with all these minority communities? Because where did they go to? You know, they went after, you know, people of color, whether it was Hispanics or blacks. That they were the ones that are getting pulverized over this whole defunding thing. And now you got Chicago. Chicago's going, wait a minute, we got 20. I mean, every week, I mean, Monday, it makes me sick to look at the numbers. You think, oh my God, what are we looking at? Vietnam body count numbers here out of Chicago?
Yeah. And again, it doesn't get covered. But just to go back to that, the policies that are enacted and how they impact low income and working class people, you saw this with the energy, you know, when they talk about, you know, eliminating fracking, for example, and all these, fossil fuel jobs. That's why some of those Hispanic voters in the Valley voted Republican, you know, for the first time in 50 years. But, you know, just go back to what we were talking about earlier about the tax and spending bill that lawmakers are looking at now. You know, they want to make this out to seem that this is only going to impact, the wealthy and high-income Americans. But, you know, when you think about the impact it's going to have on small business owners, on companies that are hiring, that's going to impact wages. So that's going to impact working class people. So I think that's an important point that folks need to make so we can stop this bill from being enacted, because we should be jumping up and down. We're talking off air about the cost of the healthcare provisions alone. Mm-hmm. Some of these reconciliation bills that are higher than Obamacare. And again, you know, it's just amazing how this amount of spending that we're seeing happening so quickly is just receiving, you know, scant coverage. And it's more about the politics and that, will Democrats get this for Biden? Instead of talking about the debt we're going to pass on to our children and grandchildren if we actually pass this into law. It's unbelievable.
It's absolutely stifling is what we're doing to our kids, and the fact that you talk about taxation without representation. You're asking for money, as you said, that's going to go to our grandkids and our great-grandkids that hadn't even born yet. Mm-hmm. We're spending their money, and they're not even represented in the conversation yet. That's how absurd this is, to your point. I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unbelievable, Bo. Thankfully, there are some folks who are standing up. You saw Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin who were basically saying that they're not going to support the reconciliation bill at the $3.5 trillion. It's going to take more folks, particularly on the House side.
Look at two people, two Democrats out of the Senate. That's all it is, two? Yeah, okay, it holds it back. But I mean, that's all, because the rest of them, because they're up for, you know, re-election and other political, you know, maneuverings and stuff like that, they don't have the intestinal fortitude to stand up for something that they know in their heart of hearts, this is unethical, it's immoral, what the Democrats are trying to thrust on the American people, is it not?
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. And that's what we need to do, to be speaking out more forcefully against this bill.
You got to tell everybody the website that they can go to for more information. We got 5 seconds.
Yeah, you
find us on Facebook, the Libra Initiative. That's where you can find all.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11 and that it will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon. The vaccine is made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Since day one of the pandemic in the United States, less than 450 children ages 0 to 17 have died from coronavirus. A civil lawsuit filed Monday against a Texas doctor who revealed that he helped perform an abortion on a woman more than 6 weeks pregnant. That's in violation of the new heartbeat law, an attempt to save voiceless children's lives from death. Alan Braid said he carried out the abortion on September 6 on a woman who was still in her first trimester but was beyond the 6-week limit. He claims it was because of his duty to care to the patient. Braid's case could test the constitutionality of the new Texas law, which took effect September 1st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party has won a minority government after a close election battle Monday. USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez back with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. The plethora of all these great experts that we have, contributors to the show every day, are right there in the archives, absolutely free to you. You don't have to pay a dime. You don't have to give me your email. It's our gift to you, and we thank you so much for, you know, supporting the show. Jeff Kemp, my favorite quarterback, is with us. The author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, now ministry leader. Jeff Kemp, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, Bill? Good to see you this morning, man.
Oh, always good. You know, my thought about the topic was, imagine, Jeff, if suddenly all the speed limit signs were taken down. There were no speed limit signs whatsoever. What would that do to the highways and byways of America?
Well, I think we have a little bit of chaos, right?
Just a little bit of chaos, huh? You think, huh?
We humans have the capacity to hurt ourselves and hurt others, and we fancy that we'd be just fine without any rules. But that's not the truth, and you can see it even by the fact that we do have rules, and there's still people who break them and hurt people and drive drunk and drive recklessly.
Exactly.
Through red lights, you know.
Well, you know, and the reason I bring that up, because look what happened to our school system in the mid-60s. You know, all these well-meaning, you know, soft and fuzzy leftists came in and said, hey, you know, separation church and state, let's get those Ten Commandments out of those classrooms. You can't have, you know, the Ten Commandments up in the classrooms. And that's like the speed limit signs on the freeway. But nobody pushed back on it. They said, oh, okay, yeah, you know, separation church and state. Now, look at all these years later, since we took down the Ten Commandments, the impact that it had on our kids and our school system. How do you like me now?
Yeah, it hasn't worked out for us well. I think you make a good point that this is a pluralistic nation. This is a nation that's founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We've drifted in terms of the percentage of our population who actually pursue and follow a relationship with Christ. It's less than it used to be. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that the foundations of the nation, being Judeo-Christian, based in biblical principle, based in an understanding that mankind is created in God's image and life is valuable, mm-hmm. But that also mankind is flawed and sinful. And because of that, you need significant checks and balances. And
exactly.
That's where America was fabulous, that we gave self-governing freedom with significant checks and balances with three divisions, departments of government checking mm-hmm. one another.
But I want people to understand that, where did this wisdom come from? This didn't come from, you know, Thomas Jefferson or Madison or, you know, other writers of the Constitution. This came from God himself. God knew this. We are his creation. He knows how knuckleheaded we are outside of the garden. And so
it traced from a source.
Yes.
Outside of humanity.
Exactly.
And many human civilizations that had built their principles upon what they, as humans, could invent. The French Revolution was an attempt at that, and it did not work out well. But ours went back to a creator, went back to Yahweh, went back to the Bible. Washington and others said, this republic will not sustain itself. It needs a self-governing people that are guided by a faith in God.
Yes.
And yet they did put those principles into it. So I think it's fascinating that you bring up that these Ten Commandments, they're not even telling you what to do as much as how to live within boundaries that God prescribed so humans would not hurt one another nor themselves.
Well, and the idea also in God giving us the Ten Commandments, you see, it goes back to like the speed limit. If you don't have the speed limit signs up there, you don't know that you're breaking the law, right? But God gave us the Ten Commandments so they understood that, okay, we're falling short, we're breaking the law. Here's the standards. Here's the basic standards for humanity, to love God and love one another, right? Here's the outline. And the idea is once you looked at that, and if you really sincerely measured your life against the Ten Commandments, because a lot of times, you know, I have people say, well, are you a good person? Yeah, I'm pretty good. Do you keep the Ten? I pretty much keep the Ten Commandments. Oh, do you? Okay. But if you really do a sincere inspection of the Ten Commandments against your choices and your lifestyle, you may be crushed to realize that you're falling short. You see, and when we do that, that's when you fall yourself. It's like Isaiah. Isaiah, you know, he's confronted with the truth of God to the degree. He says, I'm toast. I am a man of unclean lips, right? And I come from a people, a sinful people. I mean, he saw himself the way God sees him. But without the Ten Commandments, you don't get there. But, you know,
there's a message that Jesus had and that was recorded in Matthew. He said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Right.
And then he went on to say that I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That you can walk in the Holy Spirit. You can walk in the light of the Holy Spirit's guidance. I think what you've brought us to here this morning, Bill, is that these Ten Commandments show us the plumb line of perfection. And Jesus said, be perfect as my Father is perfect. And they're great guidance, but we cannot do them on our own, which is the wonderful second purpose, and maybe it's actually the first purpose of the Ten Commandments. It's to show humans that you have drifted from God and cannot live up to his standard, and you need God's solution. And God exactly. alone will give you the solution. And Jesus, God's Son alone, is the way, the truth, and the life, the one way to the Father. So those commandments, don't have any gods before me, or make any idols, or take the Lord's name in vain. Don't work 7 days a week, but keep a Sabbath. Honor your mother and father. Don't murder, commit adultery, steal. Don't lie against your neighbor. Don't covet your neighbor's wife, employees, possessions, house. All those say, you know what? I can't do that. I need Jesus Christ and right. his Spirit in me, which will give me love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, the ability to live out the Ten Commandments.
And when you look at that, I mean, this really puts you above the throng, you know, and above the worldly worries when you are being led by the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said, hey, look, I'm not going to leave you alone, but I have to leave in order that the Holy Spirit would come and reside and empower us to be able to live that perfect life as much as we can this side of heaven that we're called to live. But you can't do it without the Holy Spirit. And you know that you have the Holy Spirit in you if you're manifesting those gifts that you just mentioned, right? These are, well, actually, they're fruit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Now, the fruit comes because you're connected to the vine, right? You can't grow fruit if you're not connected.
Jesus is the vine, and he mm-hmm. brings the fruit through us. I think we should just close by reminding people that the Holy Spirit can live in you if you're a humble and surrendered person, putting your trust in Jesus, and you confess your sin. As soon as you do that, it's like you're exhaling the bad air, and the Holy Spirit can fill you with the good air. But you need to trust him and confess your sin and confess your need. And that's something I do daily, probably because yes. you do too, Bill. I mess up a little bit more often than daily, so I need to confess frequently.
Well,
that fills me with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's part of what Paul said. You pray without ceasing, you know, because every moment, you know, you run into a mountain, you run into a challenge, you know, or somebody slaps you in the face. And it's kind of like when Jesus was being, you know, persecuted and one of the guards slapped him in the face. He said, what manner of evil did you expect to come out of me? And then, you know, and I think about that when I am insulted and I'm, you know, I feel offended and then some manner of evil comes out of me. And I, oh, gosh, you know, and then you go back and you reflect on, you know, the fruit of the Spirit and you say, oh Lord, you know that patience thing, you know, I'm not manifesting it very well here right now, so what can we do, you know? So that's you know, one of those things that you're constantly self-inspecting and self-connecting, you know, without a doubt, with the Holy Spirit. Jeff Kemp, always a blessing. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need Get Upside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free Get Upside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with Get Upside just for buying gas.
I always use Get Upside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free Get Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RED.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And it's also good to have the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, joins us now. For more information on her reports, you can go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. And right there, Sam's Corner, a summary of all these great news stories that she shares with us. It's right there. Good. If you need just a little levity in your life, maybe some encouragement to realize that, hey, there's really a lot of good people out there. You know, we're hearing, you know, all the time, because as we talked last week, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. You know, you hear all the negative stuff, but what we're not hearing is the real meta narrative of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Everyday American citizens is out there, you know, doing the best they can, and in some cases, heroic moments come their way, and the heroes of our world step up. Like, for example, this first story, Sam, this is really touching. You got a Southern Indiana kindergarten teacher, and make sure I said that right, kindergarten teacher, saves a student's life. And it wasn't by getting duct tape and taping their mask to their face. It was because of some training that served her well. Tell our audience what happened here.
So, you know, I think parents are always really nervous when they're sending new children off to school because you just never know what could happen. Mm-hmm. And this teacher, Shane Hunt, she just happened to be the right teacher in the right place at the right time. This is down in Charleston, South Carolina. This little girl, Fallon, she's 5 years old, and she's eating at lunch, and there's 26 kids in the class. And the teacher, thank goodness, Ms. Hunt notices that something's going on with Fallon, and her lips start to turn blue. Fallon's choking at lunchtime, and thankfully this teacher had actually worked as an emergency room technician for 18 years. So all of her training came into play, and she's able to give this little girl the Heimlich maneuver and save her life, and she's okay. And, you know, you see stuff like that happen. And I actually took a class recently to learn CPR and how to do the Heimlich maneuver and do these different things. I think it's one of those things we all should know, because you never know when you're going to need it.
Exactly.
Have
you ever choked on anything like that?
I have never choked where I needed anybody else, but I've certainly choked where I'm kind of concerned for a minute, where I'm like,
exactly.
Is this going to be the time I need help?
Well, I don't know if I told you this story, but I'm in the Marine Corps. I'm in boot camp, right? And it's 12 weeks of hell that, even makes the nuns that put me through grade school seem like they're amateurs. I mean, it's a whole nother level of stress and discipline and all that good stuff. I'm down to about the last week, okay, and getting ready to graduate. And we're on a graduation schedule, so the drill instructors had us eating our food very quickly. I mean, it was measured almost in seconds, not even in minutes. We went into the mess hall, we got food, you ate, and you got out of there because you had to get back on training because of the schedules that were coming up. And so anyway, we happened to be eating stew, I think, at lunch. And I got a cube of meat caught in my throat. And I'm thinking for a moment, I'm going, for all the hell, 11 plus weeks of Marine Corps boot camp I've gone through, I'm not going to die in Vietnam. I'm going to die at boot camp. This is not fair, you know?
It just seems so simple, but it really can get to you, you know? Like something like that. I bet that was so scary.
Oh, yeah, but fortunately, a drill instructor, you know, he saw me almost flopping like a fish out of water, I guess. I don't know. He came and got me and then threw the Heimlich on me, and there goes this chunk of meat flying across the room. And, you know, but it is a very, you know, desperate feeling that you have, you know, because like, whoa, you know, and here you are. I mean, people die this way, you know, choking on things like this. So I can appreciate what this this young kindergartner had gone through. And thank God, as you said, that there was the right person, right place, right time, right there to, you know, save his life. This next story is you say the sweetest thing. And I saw this, I saw this from the ball game highlights. And I thought this was just so precious. A 10-year-old Phillies fan, this video went viral because he decides to give up a foul ball to a girl, a little girl who was upset. And tell our audience this.
I just love this because, you know, they've identified this little boy. He's 10 years old since then. His name's Aaron Presley. And he has been out at a Phillies baseball game. He's a huge fan, sitting with his dad. And he does what everybody there wants to do, especially kids who are a fan of baseball. He gets a foul ball. And he runs over to it. Then he notices this little girl behind him. She's 7 years old. Her name's Emma. And I guess she's been running for the ball, too. And she said that she hurt her leg and she wasn't able to get it. And so she was just upset. And this little boy, without hesitation, just turns around and he gives it to her. You know, his instinct is just, you know what? I got the ball. Let me give it to you. Let me make you happy. And they end up, like, taking a picture together. And it's just this really sweet moment. It's completely unplanned.
See, the power of women over men. Even when you're a 10-year-old boy, a little girl's crying, and you give up your baseball. And thus starts the story.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the power. It's like you can just tell he's going to grow up to be a good man.
Because his instinct is to take care and protect.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet. Of course, you know, just the cynical side of me appreciates the humor of this, because now this 7-year-old girl has been, you know, confirmed on how to work the system and get a 3-year-old older boy to give up the goods. I mean, we're talking a coveted baseball at a game, you know, and, you know, this kind of thing. It's like, oh, my gosh. So she goes into, throws the tears card out, and even a 10-year-old, he can't even resist, right?
Yeah, I hope you get some kind of reward in return.
Yeah, and you say it's a man's world. I don't want to hear about that anymore.
That's true.
Right. A Georgia man is changing people's lives $1 at a time. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot. It just takes a heart and a desire. And this is such a sweet story. Tell us about this, Sam.
That's right. So this guy, his name's Anthony Talley, he started $1 Thursdays in his community, where every week he finds a person in need, and he raises money for them, just one, which is just so interesting, because most of us just, we have a dollar to spare. That's not a big deal. And you get enough people involved and excited about it, and, you know, don't want to give you more than $1, but everybody feels like they contribute $1. And it kind of started off because he was raising money for a friend that was going through hard time. And he ends up raising just $120. And he's like, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're desperate, that could be everything to you.
Oh, exactly.
And then, so it kind of got, you know, this whole thing got started with that. And he ends up raising $2,200 for a local bartender that was battling COVID-19. Mm. And then $8,000 for a man whose home burned down. And it's just amazing how far $1 can go when you get a whole community together and somebody to organize it and find the people who need it. you know, because people are willing to donate sometimes, but you don't know where to go.
And exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. And that the money is actually going to where it's intended. You know, like some of these people, they collect money and then 45%, 50% of what they take, you know, goes to cover their supposed administrative costs. And then, you know, 50% barely might even go to the person, you know, so,
right.
Sometimes is a challenge and you got to be careful. But here, this guy's doing it straight up. How is he getting the dollars? Is he going around with a big bucket or has he got a website or something? People toss in a dollar or two? Or how is this happening?
So he's organizing an event. And, you know, they've actually got a flyer on here. And he has a Venmo at Anthony Talley that he just does every Thursday. And it sounds like he just gets together and people in his community know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, this Thursday we're going to do this person. They're finding a different person every week. And
very cool. Wow, that's so cool.
I think it's such a great idea.
Can you imagine if you franchised that in cities across the country, what a difference that would make?
Oh, and, you know, like somebody local being in charge of it.
Oh,
like
yeah,
said, so
of
you
course.
Franchise it, then you have local people who know the needs of the community who
exactly.
are able to reach out.
Exactly. What a great idea. I love what he's doing. This next story, you've got Purdue creates the whitest paint on earth that could eliminate air conditioners. Really?
So isn't this crazy? So Purdue University, they started researching to develop a paint that would absorb. So what this paint does is actually absorbs the heat. So it's not. So the paint, it reflects 98.1% of solar radiation, which is about 8% more than the most, the one that does that now. And they started testing this, and they actually took it, and the ambient temperature was about 43 degrees Fahrenheit, and the paint lowered the temperature by an additional 18 degrees.
Whoa.
And
wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is, wow.
Especially, like, you know, even if we still have air conditioners, because 18 degrees might not cut it when you're in the South or in California.
No.
But if you could have this paint that would be in addition to that, or in places that you can't have air conditionings or they don't have things like that, it's just.
Yeah, but how much energy are you saving in the process? I mean, you're not, you know, yanking your thermometer down and keeping it constantly running. I mean, 18% swing, that's huge.
That is
huge. What a great idea.
Oh, yeah, and I'm like, as somebody who's extremely hot-natured, I'm like, I'm going to paint my whole house in this paint. I want the world's whitest paint.
I'm going to paint all the dogs. So all the dogs are getting painted. As Juan comes home, honey, you painted the dog. Well, hey, Mama needed to be cooled off. That's it. Sorry.
I know. That's true. It's like, help me. This is like the best invention ever.
That's awesome. This last story, we got about 50 seconds left here, Sam. A woman pays for 60 strangers' meals at a Pennsylvania diner?
That's right. So County Diner in Pennsylvania, a woman comes up at the end of her meal and she goes to the waitress and she's like, I would like to pay for everybody in this restaurant. And so it ends up being about $350 and she also leaves a tip for the servers of about $100. And I think just for her to do something like that, I think it kind of just blessed everybody's day. She wanted to stay anonymous, but they wanted to make sure they got the story out there to say how much that meant during times, especially these times with restaurants are having some challenges that they've been facing. And, you know, anybody can buy an extra meal or do something like that sometimes if we can. And I think it's such a great idea.
Without a doubt. And a 30% plus tip, not bad.
That's right. I'm telling you.
Samantha Mal, thank you.
Power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?